When justice is in doubt, one woman restores the balance. Or at least she does the best she can, since no one takes the time to help. This is Judge Judgy, passive-aggressive, small claims court. Judge Judgy.
So that's what you want a court? No, no, it's fine. I'm glad you're comfortable.
She tells it like it is, with subtext.
So that was your closing argument, then?
Today's case, Chocolate Fountain of Heartache.
All rise. Passive-aggressive small claims court is now in session. Judge Barbara Judgy presiding.
Okay, let me just begin by saying that my back hurts from sitting on this bench all day. I'd normally be home by now, but they added this case to the end of my day, and now I have to stay.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Honestly, what do you two have going on that's so important you can't settle it like grown-ups?
Well, that's what I thought.
Don't even start with me.
Okay, shut up. Says here the plaintiff is this guy, Boogie Smith. Your name is Boogie Smith?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's your given name, the one your mother gave you?
Yes. Yes, Your Honor.
And the defendant is Mackenzie Darlington. Are you like the other Mackenzies?
I don't know what you mean, Your Honor.
Seems like every day I got 50 Mackenzies in here, all spelled different. Huff and paint, insurance fraud, underwear hanging out of their pants. Is that you too?
No, Your Honor.
Well, I suppose we'll see. Says here that you two used to be engaged. Ha! Well, two bullets dodged. Boogie, you're suing her for $300 to recoup the cost of a chocolate fountain, is that right?
Yes, Your Honor. She insisted that we buy a chocolate fountain for the wedding reception instead of renting one. After we split up, I told her to pay me back, but she won't.
I see. And what's the deal with the chocolate fountain?
It's for fondue. People dip things in the fountain. Guests enjoy the presentation.
I see, and we bought one.
See, the rental was $150. It was $300 to buy, and I figured, hey, we could use it at parties or for anniversaries.
Sounds like a beast to clean.
That's what I said.
It's dishwasher safe. Anyway, everything was going great till I walked in on him with my sister using the fountain.
For fondue?
Kind of.
I can't unsee what I saw. I broke off the engagement. As far as I'm concerned, it's his chocolate fountain now.
Your Honor, my own transmissions aside, fact is, I did not want to buy a chocolate fountain. As far as I'm concerned, the fountain caused all the problems. I mean, I don't know, her sister liked chocolate so much.
That's enough. Boogie, I don't like you. But I'm here to uphold the law, even when the law is disappointing. Some days I wish the law would try a little harder, considering how much work I've done for it, but it's just the way it is. Court reporter, read back from a minute ago.
She said, it was $300 to buy, and I figured, hey, we could use it at parties or for sad sigh anniversaries.
That's it right there. This chocolate fountain is property of both of you, which means that one of you has to pay the other for half. Mackenzie, do you want the fountain?
Absolutely not.
What about you, Freaky Friday?
Not really. I mean, if she doesn't want it, I suppose. Does it do cheese, too?
Of course it does. Ranch dressing, anything you like.
I'll keep it.
Great. Pay him $150 and we'll all go home a little later than we should have. Judgment for the plaintiff.
Next time on Judge Judgy, passive-aggressive cold case, the case of the missing ruby slippers.
Well, I'm just saying, it's kind of weird they find the slippers, but they don't find who took them. They say they don't know, but they know. Everybody knows, but I'm not saying.